Hello, soul, and welcome to your perfect day meditation. Oh, wow. The first time I did this meditation, it blew me away at how clear the vision of how I wanted to create my life was within me. And I return to the information I gathered, I received during my experience doing this meditation daily, regularly. It literally is like the template for how I've created this incredible life. I am so excited for you. You are gonna love this. So I wanna make sure that you honor what is about to happen, sister. Please get in a comfortable position, someplace where you will not be interrupted. You can light a candle, you can bust out the essential oils, whatever makes you feel good, centered, honoring the experience that you're about to have. You are calling in your inner being to guide you, to show you the life that already exists and is waiting for you. So this is your ideal day, and we want it to be like a regular, maybe like a regular weekday. Although in your ideal life, every day may look different. Every day may look the same. But we want it to just be kind of an average or regular day in your ideal life. And so closing your eyes, begin by taking a couple of deep breaths, inhaling into the belly, just letting it all go, can sigh it out, can exhale through the mouth, just kind of letting it all go. We're consolidating your energy right now because you've likely been focused outward up until this moment. And so deep inhale into the belly, exhaling. Good. One more time, inhaling, exhaling. Connecting with your divine guidance. I want you to allow whatever images appear to just appear. You are here to receive. There's nothing you have to do. Just listen. Allow yourself to be guided. Allow the answers to show themselves, reveal themselves to you. Because they're all there waiting, just waiting for you. And so, beginning your perfect day, where do you wake up? When you open your eyes, where are you? Looking around the space you find yourself in, taking in the pleasant details of the space. What kind of bed are you in? What kind of sheets do you have? Is there anyone? Any creatures with you? Are you blissfully alone? What are the sounds? Is there the ocean? Are there birds? Is it quiet? What are you wearing? Are you wearing anything? looking around the room, noticing the perfect space that you have to rest and rejuvenate. And how do you feel? How do you feel when you wake up? Energized, frisky, relaxed. Allow it to come to you and savor it. And then what is the first thing that you do? What is the first thing that you do? Maybe you meditate. Maybe you get up and go into the bathroom. You stretch. And I want you to also notice what time it is. What time do you want to wake up? And so beginning a segment of getting ready for the day. So how do you get ready for the day? If you take a shower or a bubble bath, notice this bathroom that you find yourself in. If you get dressed, notice your closet and what is in your wardrobe and what do you put on for the day? Maybe it's a fabulous dress. Maybe it's sweatpants. It's whatever feels so good to you. Breakfast, you have coffee or tea in the morning. Allowing it all to play out. How do you get ready for the day? And once you're ready for the day, where do you go? What are you getting ready for? Do you work? Do you commute to work? What kind of work do you do? What kind of people do you work with? So allowing the first part, the morning, to play out, what is your working environment like? Don't go straight into work. What do you do? What do you do? How do you begin the day? What do you do before lunchtime? And just noticing who is there with you. What is their energy like? How do you feel around them? What type of an environment do you find yourself in? And if at any point you find yourself in a scenario that doesn't feel ideal, just change it. Just change it. And as lunchtime begins to approach, where do you go? What do you do? Do you go out to lunch with friends? What do you eat? Do you have lunch meetings? Do you maybe go for a walk in the middle of the day? Take a break. This midday break can be anything, anything your heart desires. Again, noticing your surroundings. Noticing how you feel. Savoring the deliciousness of those feelings. After this midday break, what do you do in the afternoon? Do you go back to where you were? Continue working? Perhaps you're done working for the day. What does the afternoon bring you? What kind of activities do you fill your afternoon with? Maybe you take a nap. Maybe you have several types of businesses and you shift your focus. Where does your attention go in the afternoon? And again, noticing the environment, the people, the beings you're either with or not with. And as it becomes early evening, the day is shifting. Where do you find yourself in the early evenings when the sun is beginning to set? Spend the early evenings. And what do you do? What do you do during the early evening? Perhaps you meet with friends. Maybe you return home. Maybe you get ready to go to a fabulous dinner. As the day transitions from day to evening, Where do you find yourself? What are you doing? And you're approaching dinner time. What does dinner time look like for you? Who do you enjoy this time with? Where? What are you doing? What are you eating? Did you cook? Did a chef cook for you? Are you at someone's home? What's the feeling? What's the feeling that comes over you at the end of the day? You're enjoying another incredible day. So as that dinner time segment winds down, how do you end your day? How do you end your day? What are the rituals, the routines that you engage in before you go to sleep? Watch a movie, maybe you take that bubble bath now in the evenings, maybe you're with someone. Spending quality time together. What do you do before bed? And now putting yourself to bed on this perfect day. Noticing what time it is. Noticing how you feel when your head lies on your pillow after such an exquisite, beautiful day. Feeling peaceful, grateful. So grateful. Noticing the things that you feel grateful for and how your body feels when you get into bed at night. Noticing how you fall asleep. And perhaps how you dream. Taking a deep breath and noticing the pleasant sensations in your body taking a moment of gratitude for yourself, for your inner being, for your heart showing up for you, and showing you that everything is possible. And so, if you feel called, you can journal this experience so that you can remember all of the details. You don't have to. You might feel like the details are imprinted into your soul, because they are. And I would love to hear about your experiences in the community forum. Most people find themselves very surprised at what transpires during this meditation. And yet they also completely understand, because it makes sense on every level of your being. And know that you don't have to take what transpired to be literal. It doesn't have to be literal. I often find that my manifestations are even better than the visualizations that I had that preceded them. But the visualizing laid the path for me to get there. And it allowed me to dream and to know that things could look very different than my current reality. And it activated my internal compass of my emotions. Because it's how you want to feel that matters the most. And so really savoring how you felt during this meditation, and knowing that you can use that feeling as a compass when you're making decisions in your life. If something feels in tune with that emotion, experience that you've just had, then it's in alignment. And if it doesn't feel like that, then it's probably not in alignment. And all you have to do is make successive approximations. You don't get there all at once. The deliciousness is in the creation. That is the deliciousness, because once you have it, it's already manifested. It's already done. And then you're ready to create something new. So remember, the deliciousness is in the creation, and the creation is you.